Has the time gone as quick for you as it has for those of us that have watched you?
Yes, it seemed like the other day I was just stepping into Coleman Coliseum, playing my first game, exhibition game, and I mean, time just flew by.
You remember putting that uniform on the first time?
Yeah, I remember it like yesterday. I was nervous as a freshman going out there on that court with so much expectation from coaching and my fellow teammates, and it was just a nervous moment for me.
You seem like you've handled that pretty well from day one, though. And I know you've had to work on your game, and it's gotten so much better. But you never lacked for confidence, did you?
I think just growing up and just like playing with my brothers and stuff like that, that always gave me the confidence that I felt like if I could play with them or play with the older guys that was in my neighborhood or whatnot, that I can play like that anywhere and with anybody and just had that confidence day in, day out. That was the biggest thing that got me through these 4 years.
I've asked you about putting on that uniform for the first time, but do you remember setting foot on campus and what your first impressions were of Tuscaloosa?
My first time stepping in, on campus in Alabama, it was mind-blowing because I've never really been to the South, and just it was like an atmosphere change. Just like everything was different. People were like way nicer than where I'm from, and it was good. The community was good, and I loved every bit of the 4 years I've been here.
I was going to ask you, I know obviously the season itself and maybe the number of trips through the first 3 years to the NCAA haven't been what you wanted. But in terms of the experience, being a student athlete at Alabama, has it met your expectations?
Definitely being a student athlete here, I know it haven't went is the way I wanted to go, like postseason-wise, and some of the wins and losses we didn't had through my time here. But I think just being here just made me a better man and prepared me for life. And I think I'm ready for the next step. If that's playing at the next level or getting a job somewhere, I think I'll be ready for that.
How much has your brother helped you going into this year? Because having gone through that himself, the spotlight of all of it and all that he had to go through during his playing days at Kansas, how much has that helped you to deal with what you've gone through maybe as an upperclassman as well?
His biggest thing is that, like, definitely going this year, take care of your books, because graduating would be huge, especially for me, and that would just make my mom proud, and that's the biggest thing that he just kept telling me. He's like, don't worry too much about basketball. I mean, this is your fourth year, like, this is what you do now, like, just worry about taking care of your body and just get ready and don't think too much on it.
I know you're a team guy, and to me, evidence of that was the other night when Levi had 33. I watched you. It wasn't too much earlier than that you had a big game yourself, but you seemed to enjoy what Levi was doing a whole lot more than what you were doing the night you had the big game offensively.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when he had when Levi was scoring like that, I couldn't be more proud of him just because of what he's been through this year and the way he worked. Like, it had to come sometime, and that was the best time for it to be against Missouri and against Auburn the other day. It's just like, I mean, he earned it. He deserved that, so I was happy for him.
Give me something, the one thing maybe you're going to take away from this time as being at the University of Alabama. Is there one moment, is there one thing that, to this point, I know you got a lot more to go. We're at the end maybe as far as the schedule, but I know there's a lot more to go with this and for this team. But for you, up to this point, give me something that kind of stands out in your mind that you're always going to take with you.
That's tough.
A lot of things. I tell you, one of the things I'm going to go with, the smile on your face, some of the passes. I'm still not over the fact they fouled you at the end of that Creighton game with the NCAA tournament and didn't call it. I know that one wasn't easy, was it?
Nah, that definitely wasn't easy. That still bothers me to this day, but... And that was a great experience to be in the tournament. We took a step forward to where I wanted to bring the program and coach since day one. I always said he wanted to change, and I think that's the biggest thing that I had an input on bringing Alabama back to where it needs to be. And we haven't won as many games people hope, but I mean, we're getting there. And to say I had a part of it, that's the biggest thing I'm gonna take away from it.
Do you understand the fact that Alabama fans that have been around this for a while are putting you in the category of one of the all-time best. And I know you see the numbers. I know you see where you're, you know, all-time steals leader. I know getting to 1,800 points is a milestone. But are you able to understand and appreciate from an individual standpoint what you've been able to accomplish at a place where there have been some great players before?
I've heard some of the stuff. People just came to me like randomly, just being out and told me things like that. And I'm just blessed to even be put in a category like that. And I know some of those guys before me, I even looked up to them. I used to catch Ron Steele games, and I heard a lot of stories about Hollywood Robinson. And to be put in that category is huge. And I mean, this is what I want to do since day one, leave a legacy at this university. And I'm glad I can could do that.